It's a Monday. You know, it's been quite a weekend. I did. I mentioned I went hunting. I didn't mention I was successful, but I was successful. You know, as I've gotten older, I'm quite efficient, actually. Incredibly efficient. When I don't spend as much time out there as I used to. I wait usually into November now. I don't even want to mess around with a deer when it's, you know, 70 degrees or, you know, 1st of October was 80. And that happened. That's not unusual. It happened in years past. First big deer I ever took on my property 15 years ago. It was 80 degrees on the 1st of October, and it's just, you know, that makes it a lot more difficult to deal with. At any rate, back to some of the headlines. I want you to hear this because there's a lot of pushback on the $52 trillion deal and the price tag put forth by Elizabeth Warren on her Medicare for All deal. So big and so ridiculous is the price tag that it appears the pushback's coming from all over, and expect the next debate coming up soon here, Elizabeth Warren will be a focus of the debate because of this $52 trillion price tag. You know, Bernie Sanders' plans seems reasonable at $32 trillion, but so bad is it that Saturday Night Live took its shots. So did CNN. And I want you to hear this. CNN taking shots at Elizabeth Warren. Bite number three it is. Bite number three, go.
One thing that I can't get past is if they can, you can throw it back up or not, $400 billion raised from tax revenue that would come through comprehensive immigration reform.
That's right.
So she's saying something that has eluded this country since Ronald Reagan needs to happen first before you can get that money.
And she's got the price taker. This would mean you'd
before
have additional
for
tax
Medicare
revenue
for all goes in place,
from boosting the population. Now, think about how different that is in a philosophy than what we're seeing right now when we're talking about limiting immigration, legal and illegal immigration, right? I mean, she's talking about immigration reform, comprehensive immigration reform. I have been covering that for many, many years. That has been elusive to even get close to since the early 2000s. She's assuming that a President Elizabeth Warren would be able to get a Congress on board with a comprehensive immigration reform.
Banking on that, wanting it, one thing, fine, sure. Everybody does. Lots of people do, let me say. Banking on it, though, to cover the cost so you don't have to raise taxes on the middle class is a whole other ballgame here.
And that's why this is always so theoretical when you have this. But listen, it's also,
I mean, in some regard, when you deal with all this stuff, it's funny money.
It's funny money. Doesn't really exist. Nobody takes it seriously. It's a joke. It is a joke, is all of this. Nobody takes it seriously. Well, I take that back. Some people do take it seriously and think it's perfectly appropriate. People like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the child genius running the Democrat Party, shared more of her brilliant insight on Medicare for All plans, ranging from a modest $32 trillion to a more robust $52 trillion. It's bite seven. I say modestly. It's just a modest plan at $32 trillion. It's bite seven with AOC. Go.
We're paying for this system. We Americans have the sticker shock of healthcare as it is. And what we're also not talking about is why aren't we incorporating the cost of all the funeral expenses of those who die because they can't afford access to healthcare? That is part of the cost of our system. Why don't we talk about the cost of reduced productivity because of people who need to go on disability, because of people who are not able to participate in our economy because they have because they're having issues like diabetes or they don't have access to the healthcare that they need. I think at the end of the day, we see that this is not a pipe dream. Every other developed nation in the world does this. Why can't America? And that is the question that we need to ask. We have done these things before. We write unlimited blank checks for war. We write a we just wrote a $2 trillion check for that tax cut, the GOP tax cut, and nobody asked those folks how are they going to pay for it.
She is the child genius. The cost of funerals now should be paid for. Yes, the cost of funerals should now be paid for people that die from a medical condition. Because, well, if they had had Medicare for All, they'd have lived forever. Forever they would have lived. The idiocy. The idiocy. It's just, it's breathtaking, isn't it? You know, you have an indefensible number that will knock Elizabeth Warren out of the race for president. It's an indefensible number, $52 trillion. in an economy where we spend $4 trillion currently, you would more than double federal spending in pursuit of this socialist utopia and control of your citizens and claim that nobody's going to pay more. It will bankrupt this country. It will send us into a financial tailspin from which we would never recover, and we would be a giant version, an oversized version of Venezuela if that came to pass. All right, speaking of taxes, once you retire that regular paycheck from your job, of course, it stops. But what you realize won't stop, your bills. You have to pay your monthly utilities. You still will need to pay for health care at some level. And yes, you're going to have to pay for taxes, even in retirement. But if you're fortunate, you have a 401k or an IRA. How do you convert those funds into the money you need? How do those accounts get converted into actual retirement income? Well, let me tell you, Bruce Van Hall and Michael Douglas at Life Plan Advisory Services can help you do exactly that. They will sit down with you, design a personalized distribution strategy that can generate lifetime income. You won't have to worry about whether the market's up or down or whether who's sitting in the White House. You can focus instead on the things that matter, like spending more time with family, meeting friends for lunch, doing all the things you never had time to do before. Call Bruce and Michael, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or maybe it's more easy, go online, mylifeplanfinancial.com. And it doesn't matter where you are in the country or in the world, mylifeplanfinancial.com, these guys will get it worked out for you. Mike Douglas, Bruce Van Hall, you tell them Steve Gruber sent you over. It is the Steve Gruber Show on a Monday. Some final thoughts after this.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, "Man, have you lost weight?" I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.